For most people, if not everyone, the pandemic days of masking are behind us, right? But in certain corners of the Winter Olympics in Italy, things are still looking a lot like they did during COVID times. Reporter Nat Hurst brings us this piece on the extreme measures that some athletes are taking to stay healthy.
When members of the U.S. women's cross-country ski team walk into a news conference in a packed room at the start of the Olympics, each of them is wearing a mask. Jessie Diggins, the team's top athlete, says the same rules apply if she's inside with her husband, who's staying not with Diggins at the Olympics, but with family.
He wants to protect my health, too. And he knows how important this is. And it's like, look, we've been waiting for 10 years to have the rest of our lives together all the time and not worrying about sickness. We can wait 2 more weeks. It's okay.
At the last Olympics in China, a positive coronavirus test could put you in an isolation hotel. Things aren't that serious this time around, but athletes in cross-country skiing are among the most susceptible to respiratory viruses, and many are being extra cautious to stay healthy during the most important competitions of their lives. Not only are many skiers and coaches wearing masks indoors, America's cross-country team and some from Scandinavia have dispensed with the Olympic Village altogether and are renting out their own hotels where they can avoid busy cafeterias and control who comes in and out.
We're pretty locked down, trying not to get sick and trying not to waste energy.
Ben Ogden is another star on the U.S. team.
But that's okay because like we have 6-7 of our best friends like at our inside the bubble.
Not every team, though, can afford a setup like the Americans. Cross-country skiers from nations with smaller budgets are still staying inside an Olympic village in the mountains near their competition venue. And teams competing in other sports in the Olympic hub city of Milan are taking drastically different approaches. This is members of the Finnish women's hockey team singing karaoke at a restaurant in Milan just before the Olympics started. A few days later,
an update from Italy. The Canadian women's hockey team will not be facing off against Finland in a preliminary game today. The International Olympic Committee announced the game has been postponed until February 12th after cases of norovirus were identified within Team Finland.
Ani Arko covers sports for the Finnish newspaper Iltalehti.
It probably was a nice moment just with twin teammates, but it was such a big risk. Like I just couldn't believe my eyes that they actually did that.
Arko wrote a scathing column about the norovirus outbreak, contrasting it with the extreme measures taken by Finland's cross-country skiers. At the last Olympics, Arko says the team's star, Ivo Niskanen,
was thanking his wife a lot because he was not seeing his friends and family, but also his wife was not seeing anybody, so the family wouldn't get any infections and Ivo would be healthy.
Niskanen has so far been spared from illness. He was healthy for Sunday's skiathlon race and placed 17th. For NPR News, I'm Nat Herz in Predazzo, Italy.